Hey, everybody, welcome back to End of the Show. Second half hour of hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, October the 11th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Let's get into a couple of your text messages. Let's see. Biden could freeze those payments to Iran, but he won't. Chip in Sheboygan. Bibi Netanyahu. He's a badass. That came to us from Chip. Yeah, they have ticked off the wrong guy. Absolutely. Randy Walker, wokeness, exactly what they're doing. Downstate Kim, is this a screenshot, Kim, of that website? Really? You can in Michigan. And the picture is of appears to be either a Hindu or Muslim man with green grass and pretty buildings behind him. I don't even know where those buildings are. I don't know. Is that Detroit? Is that Lansing? I'm not sure. Another screenshot. Yes, you can play. You got somebody basically in a hazmat suit with a mask on. And then N95, some kind of beam of light coming out of their hands. What is it they're holding? I can't even tell what that is. You can play in Michigan. She says, yes, these are actual screenshots. David from South Lyon, can you explain why you want all Michigan populated like Wayne County? Is it so we can have more government reps for our state? Doesn't mean they will be Republicans. You're not asking me, while I want Michigan to be populated like Wayne County, is it so we can have more government reps for our state? Doesn't mean they will be Republicans. David, I'm not following your question. We need more population in the state. Yes, but as they move into certain geographical areas, they're going to be Democrats, is what you're saying, because that's who she's targeting. Is that you're not saying you, and as far as me, you're talking about Whitmer. That's why they're going after these Democrats to get them to come here. I guess I'm not following your questions. Let's get into this. Free college, free room and board, health insurance. As long as they all vote the right way. That's their strategy. Absolutely. See, because what ultimately the Democrats' strategy is, the goal of this current governor, the attorney general, the secretary of state, they want to break the cycle. Every 8 years, when their term limited out, we go from a Republican governor to a Democrat. Engler, Republican, Granholm, Democrat. Snyder, Republican, supposedly 8 years of Whitmer. If history follows suit, in 26, we'll have a Republican governor. But they want to break that cycle. They want Jocelyn Benson, protege of George Soros, to be the next governor after Whitmer. They want to break that cycle. They want to keep us Democrat governor controlled for another 8 years. That's the goal. That's the strategy. And unless Benson is challenged by an alternative in the primary, she could very easily be anointed their candidate and go on to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, breaking that cycle. Well, one person I've heard and been told is planning to run for governor against Benson in 2026 is Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan. He's put a deadline on Lansing that he wants his tax plan to be implemented before the end of this month. He's put forward a land value tax proposal, and again, it did not move in the House yesterday, despite it being placed on the agenda. House Democratic spokesperson Amber McCann said there aren't any clear member concerns, just questions. But voting tomorrow will likely necessitate a bipartisan effort. Several bills with Republican sponsors, State Representative Bradley Slag of Zeeland, speed limit bill, were put on Wednesday's agenda today for final passage, a clear sign that a deal is afoot between House Democratic leadership and a small minority of some Republicans. I don't even know what his speed limit bill is. I'll have to look that one up. Or, Kim, if you can look that one up for me, I'd appreciate it. State Representative Bradley Slagh, speed limit bill. I'll check it at the top of the hour. We'll see if we can figure that one out. But he's going to evidently consider voting for Dugan's tax proposal. The package of bills have been dubbed the Land Tax Equity Act, House Bills 4966. Through 4970. This will allow local governments to reduce homeowners' property taxes while increasing taxes on larger pieces of undeveloped land. The bills were first put on the agenda last Thursday, but stalled on the House floor after a Democratic member needed urgent medical attention and was forced to leave before the vote was taken. Why? Only 56 Democrats. 56, folks, is the number of votes you need in the House to get anything passed. Republicans weren't willing to support it. Emotions became heightened. Instead of sticking around to seek Republican support, which a source close to the House told MERS wouldn't be likely unless they compromised, the tax package was put on pause. McCann said today the bills need another day to address some member concerns. Sometimes it simply takes time to get everybody comfortable with voting for a bill, for a package. When asked about the possibility for a required Republican vote, McCann said the House is certain that they would like it to be put into bipartisan mode, which then requires negotiations. She said the requests from Republicans have nothing to do with the land value tax package. There's a completely different set of bills that House Speaker Joe Tate is talking over with the Minority Leader Matt Hall. Hall also wants some chamber policy changes that don't relate to how the House would operate in the event the chamber becomes split 54-54 after the November mayoral election. Again, that story I talked about. mayor races in Warren in Macomb County and Westland. Two Democrat state representatives right now are leading in the polls and may get elected in November next month. Well, that's going to make the numbers then 54 to 54. How is the chamber going to operate? You don't have the lieutenant governor coming in and breaking the tie. So what are they going to do? Just go home? They're done? When asked about the number of Republican votes they're looking for, she said it's always unwise to extract more than 20 votes out of the other side. I throw out that number, giving us a lot of wiggle room. You're never going to get 20 Republicans to support this. A tax plan pushed by Democrat Mayor Mike Dugan of Detroit. In undeveloped land. Let me ask you a question, Amber. Does that include farmland? Where farmers are paying huge amount of taxes right now as it is on their crops? What, you want those farms turned into subdivisions so you can have affordable housing? What's your thought process there? Any Republican that crosses over and votes for this needs to be primary challenged next year, period. McCann mentioned several potential amendments that they're looking at, including expanding the land value tax proposal to other Michigan cities and require that it be placed on the ballot during next year's general election. See, what they're doing is they're dangling a carrot for homeowners. We'll lower your property taxes, but stick it to vacant landowners. When asked about the likelihood that those be included in the final package, McCann said she believes expansion to other municipalities is off the table for now. But the general election provision could be still included heading into next year's presidential election. We'll wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of Hour 2. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Anthony works in the grocery store, saving his pennies for Sunday. Mama Leone.
Mama Leone. Yes, I love that name. Love it, love it, love it. They have discussions going on in Detroit. Detroit City Council member Mary Waters, she opposes all these bills that Dugan's pushing the legislature to ram through. She's calling on other Democratic legislators to meet with city council members and talk about these bills. She also took credit for the lack of the movement while speaking on Detroit Talk Radio 105.9 KISS FM on Sunday. In a subsequent statement, Waters said Detroit City Council members Angela Whitfield Calloway, Gabrielle Santiago Romero, and Letitia Johnson were also opposed, especially when it comes to the bipartisan legislative full court press that's being pushed in Lansing. On behalf of the people of Detroit, we must thank colleagues on the Detroit City Council that wrote letters and made informative phone calls while my staff conducted in-person visits to the Detroit state representatives, asking them to oppose the land value tax package. This forced Michigan Speaker Democrat Joe Tate of Detroit to cancel the vote on the legislation. Why? There was simply not enough votes to pass it. She also expressed gratitude for supporters in Detroit who did not cave in just to hurry up politics. Detroiters have been taken hostage by property tax failures, some of them even losing their homes to all of this malfeasance. We can and must do better. That is why we came and met with the legislators. Well, as of yesterday, all 56 of the Democrats showed up. They were in session. They were there. Present, ready to vote on the bills. But McCann said a full House is expected also to continue for the rest of this week. She confirmed that all their members are now in good health. So, let's see if they pick off a few Republicans to offset the votes from the Detroit state representatives that looks like they're being pressured not to vote yes on this. I give credit to the Detroit City Council. They're putting the pressure on their reps. Their reps are going to vote no, so now let's see what Republicans they pick off. Is Cam Cavett from the 106th going to vote for it? Ken Borton from the 105th? John Roth from the 104th? Republicans up here in safe, quote-unquote, Republican districts. What do they really care about a land tax plan that's targeted, focused on Wayne County, City of Detroit? What are they going to get in return for their yes vote on Dugan's tax plan? That's really the question you need to ask. What is it that they want to accomplish? That they want the speaker to take up and allow a vote on? To get the Democrats to vote for it? I have no idea. But I can tell you one thing. Whatever it ends up being when this vote takes place, I'm going to be watching it very, very closely. And any Republican who votes for it, I'm going to want to know what you got for it. What were you able to strategically negotiate from the Speaker, Democrat Joe Tate? What did you get in return for voting for this Dugan tax plan? When the City of Detroit, City Council members aren't even for it. Evidently, it must not be that good of a deal. And are you going to really trigger the development of large parcels of vacant land just by raising their property taxes? We'll have to wait and see. But interesting dynamic going on in Lansing this week as we speak right now. House could even take it up for a vote later today or definitely tomorrow before they go home for the weekend. We shall see. We shall see. I'll text you back during the break, Kim, what we were looking for. This speed limit bill that one Republican is putting forward, he might get a vote on it. So we'll have to wait and see. Bradley Slagh, S-L-A-G-H, Republican of Zealand, has a speed limit bill. I'll text you myvotes.org and see if you can search for it and find it. Final hour of today's show. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm. Whether that